Dyscalculia. Symptoms and causes. Dyscalculia is a learning difficulty that affects mathematical skills. It encompasses a broad spectrum of challenges, including performing calculations, applying mathematical principles to real-life situations, and problem-solving. Individuals with dyscalculia often struggle with grasping fundamental number concepts. However, through timely diagnosis and targeted interventions, individuals with dyscalculia can acquire mathematical skills. What is dyscalculia? Dyscalculia is a term used to describe a specific learning difficulty that affects a person's ability to understand basic math skills, perform mathematical operations, and process numbers. It is not unusual for children to have difficulties with math's homework. However, children with dyscalculia have a learning difficulty which makes using arithmetic facts, developing and learning number skills and performing math operations more challenging. Research shows that up to 7% of primary school students have dyscalculia, but it is less commonly diagnosed and understood than other learning difficulties, such as dyslexia. Dyscalculia often refers to what is known as developmental dyscalculia, but there is another main type, acquired dyscalculia, that can occur due to brain injury. While people often call dyscalculia math dyslexia, it is inaccurate, and they are two different learning disorders, learning difficulties. Dyslexia is a learning difficulty that impacts reading, writing and memory, while dyscalculia impacts the understanding of mathematics. However, like dyslexia, dyscalculia does not impact a person's intelligence. Types of dyscalculia. While dyscalculia, or developmental dyscalculia, affects a person's ability to understand and perform mathematics, there are six different subtypes of dyscalculia that cause a range of different math difficulties. Verbal dyscalculia presents itself through difficulty in understanding mathematical concepts presented verbally. Pragmatognostic dyscalculia characterized by difficulty translating abstract mathematical concepts into real concepts. Lexical dyscalculia. Difficulty reading and understanding mathematical symbols and numbers. Graphical dyscalculia. Difficulty writing mathematical symbols, but children can understand mathematical concepts. Ideognostical dyscalculia. Difficulty carrying out mathematical operations and remembering math concepts. Operational dyscalculia. Difficulty completing written or spoken mathematical operations. An early diagnosis is crucial in supporting individuals with dyscalculia and helping them overcome challenges. At Unique Community Services, we provide person-centered support to people with dyscalculia, helping them acquire mathematic skills and improve self-esteem. Signs and symptoms of dyscalculia. Dyscalculia presents various symptoms that vary depending on the individual's age. The symptoms can be combined and present themselves differently from one person to another at different ages. Often, people with dyscalculia find ways of managing the symptoms but may still face challenges and anxiety. Signs and symptoms of dyscalculia in children. The signs and symptoms of dyscalculia in children become noticeable during primary school when children start learning mathematics. Some of the most common symptoms of dyscalculia include difficulty learning how to count, difficulty comprehending numbers, difficulty measuring, difficulty associating and recognizing numbers, writing inaccuracies, anxiety learning math skills, confusing numbers, e.g. 9 with 6, confusing numbers that sound similar, omission when counting numbers in a series, difficulty classifying objects by shape and size. Signs and symptoms of dyscalculia in adults. Some of the signs and symptoms of dyscalculia in adults include difficulty counting backwards, slower performance of calculations, difficulty with estimation, difficulty understanding values, mathematical anxiety, challenges with arithmetic, difficulty understanding the concepts behind word problems. It's important to remember that regardless of age, individuals can overcome challenges and progress with their mathematical skills. Dyscalculia diagnosis. Dyscalculia often remains undiagnosed until later in life. However, the earlier dyscalculia is diagnosed, the faster children and adults with dyscalculia can learn the necessary tools to help them overcome challenges. Educational psychologists often assess children with a specific learning disorder like dyscalculia, dyslexia and dyspraxia. Various screening tools and different tests may help identify if a child has symptoms of dyscalculia before a diagnostic assessment is conducted. Possible causes of dyscalculia. Healthcare professionals haven't pinpointed the exact cause of dyscalculia. However, they believe developing dyscalculia has something to do with a person's brain development and how it operates. Other possible causes include a cognitive difference in numeric representation, which prevents the correct representation of numbers in one's mind. This makes numeric understanding of math problems more difficult and affects the comprehension of math assignments. Also, children with dyscalculia show dysfunction in neural connections, which use different routes than people who don't have dyscalculia. Dyscalculia treatment, supporting children with dyscalculia is proven to be efficient since children's brains haven't fully developed. This allows them to learn new math skills and develop new abilities that will help them adapt easier. The treatment plan includes family cooperation, cooperation with the school system and specialist teams who will work on developing individual support plans for each child. The focus for many adults with dyscalculia is on helping them develop their mathematical skills and using new technology and other innovative methods. Treatment often involves one-on-one learning programs and person-centered, holistic approaches like the ones our unique community services. Our team develops individualized care plans focusing on children's and adults' abilities and unique strengths, related conditions with dyscalculia. Dyscalculia may occur alongside other conditions, although not every person with dyscalculia will have a related condition. Conditions that co-occur with dyscalculia include dyslexia, dyspraxia, sensory processing disorder, autism spectrum disorder, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, ADHD, intellectual disabilities. Additionally, people with dyscalculia have a higher chance of developing mental health conditions such as depression, anxiety disorder, behaviors that challenge. With person-centered support, people with dyscalculia can learn essential mathematics skills and massively improve their understanding of mathematics, increasing confidence and self-esteem. Dyscalculia and dyslexia are both recognized as specific learning disorder in the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual, but they have a few key differences. Dyscalculia affects how a person understands maths and numbers, while dyslexia affects reading and writing. It is also possible for people to have both learning difficulties at the same time, but they are distinct diagnoses. Living with dyscalculia may sound challenging. However, life is easily manageable thanks to the various resources, such as education, treatments, and therapies. People with dyscalculia and other learning difficulties are often aware of their challenges, so they develop unique skills and strengths through overcoming obstacles and enhancing their potential. If we all focus on awareness and inclusivity, we can create a society based on understanding and compassion, helping each other thrive. Recognizing the value that people with dyscalculia hold is crucial in building inclusivity. How unique community services supports people with dyscalculia. Being different contributes to a diverse, strong, and powerful society. As health advocates, we celebrate differences and aim for equality and respect through humanized care. Understanding how to support people with dyscalculia starts with embracing and understanding the strengths and challenges people face. Our support workers at Unique Community Services help people with dyscalculia build confidence, enhance their learning ability, and improve self-esteem through a person-centered, holistic approach tailored to each person we serve. Through our offices in Manchester and Bristol, we support people on their healing journeys. For more information, contact us today. Latest posts. Signs of Asperger's Syndrome in Children. Blog. Asperger's Syndrome, AS, is a form of autism. While Asperger's syndrome is no longer diagnosed, many people still identify with the. Read more. Benefits of live-in care for dementia. Blog. Dementia is a term that describes symptoms associated with memory loss, communication challenges, and loss of cognitive function. Living with dementia can. Read more. Types and examples of challenging behavior. Blog. We all exhibit challenging behavior, or behaviors that challenge, from time to time. For some individuals, such as people with learning disabilities, communicating. Read more.